From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Justice Department reached plea deals this year with several accused terrorists. Most of them could face decades behind bars, if not life in prison. And that got us wondering, why did the suspects plead guilty at all, rather than make the government prove its case in court? NPR's Carrie Johnson has one answer.
It's called the snitch visa, and it's hard to imagine a more memorable name for an anti-terrorism tool. The visa is a little-known bargaining chip that the government can dangle before terrorism suspects, suspects who agree to plead guilty and cooperate with investigators.
We always refer to the S visa as the snitch visa. It was always easy to remember that it was the S visa because you would use the word snitch.
That's Patrick Rowan. He ran the National Security Division at the Justice Department during the Bush administration. He describes the idea behind the visa program.
The essence of the S visa is that there's people who are in the U.S. who you would want their cooperation in the context of a criminal case, and you can gain them status here in the U.S. so that they can live here and work here and even have a path toward becoming a lawful permanent resident if they're granted an S visa.
So that's what the government can offer. What it might get in return, a recent case helps explain. Last week, the government unsealed a plea agreement in a terrorism case. It involved a man named Najibullah Zazi. He's the Denver shuttle bus driver the FBI arrested last September. Zazi allegedly conspired to target New York City subways at the direction of Al-Qaeda. He's pleaded guilty to terrorism charges. Attorney General Eric Holder has said that Zazi's plot was the most dangerous on American soil since 9/11. Though he pleaded guilty, Zazi still faces life in prison. The question has been, why would he agree to that? It turns out, Zazi is cooperating with prosecutors, which might win him and his family a snitch visa.
When the government has a strong prosecution case, the defendant knows this.
That's David Criss, who leads the Justice Department's National Security Unit, in a recent speech.
And he knows that he will spend a long time in a small cell, which creates powerful incentives for him to cooperate with us.
Criss told the audience that in the past, snitches have given up Al-Qaeda telephone numbers and the locations of training camps and safe houses overseas. Zazi apparently is offering up valuable information, too. Law enforcement sources say he helped expose plots in the U.S., the United Kingdom, and Norway. They also say Zazi's information helped tie a senior Al-Qaeda leader to the New York City subway plot, among others. That Al-Qaeda operative was indicted last week as a result. Julie Myers-Wood used to work as a federal prosecutor. She says the government only offers the snitch visa when suspects give valuable intelligence.
The evidence that is provided by these criminal defendants and terrorists has to be extraordinary.
Extraordinary because it's possible the government could spare a convicted terrorist a life term in prison. The suspect could be released, put in a witness protection program, and remain in this country. So Congress set the bar high when it created the snitch visa after the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Lawmakers made the benefit permanent only days after the September 11th attacks, when authorities were desperate for information to unravel the plot. Now up to 50 terrorism informants each year can win a highly prized snitch visa for themselves and their families. Again, Julie Myers-Wood, a former prosecutor.
Well, everybody wants this visa. When I was a prosecutor, I remember that almost every foreign national that was a defendant in one of my cases wanted this visa.
Whether Najibullah Zazi, the defendant in the New York City subway plot, gets a snitch visa could turn on decisions at the highest level of the U.S. government. Given the important information he shared with authorities, he's a good candidate for one. Here's how it might happen. First, a prosecutor would have to recommend that he receive a snitch visa. Then, that recommendation would go to immigration authorities. Ultimately, the Secretary of State and the Attorney General would have to sign off. So would the judge. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.